You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, and a very warm welcome along to Wednesday's edition of the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Sam Norris and Andy Holding joining you on this edition to preview a couple of races on the day. We've got one from Ludlow and one from Wolverhampton picked out. There's also racing as well at Ayr and Kempton in the afternoon. Fingers crossed all meetings get the go-ahead and we have a little bit more to go at on Wednesday. But as I say, Andy Holding joins me in the studio. Andy, how are you?
Hello, Sam. Yes, I'm pretty good, thank you.
We're just saying there off air before recording the podcast, you've had to work hard for your money because there's been little racing on just over the last few days and weeks. Thank heavens we got Leopardstown on over the weekend, yeah. Because otherwise we'd destroy, and Sandown as well, to be fair.
Yeah, I think I've had a diet of just one or two meetings a day and lots of all-weather stuff and breaks in between, one-night meetings, so there's been, you know, a good sort of 3 hours in the show and half an hour to fill in between. So we've done a lot of the subjects and races, past and present,
yes,
to death. So when you asked me what else we could talk about on this podcast, you suggested perhaps going back and looking at the Leopardstown meeting, and in the kindest possible manner, I said, well, I think the listeners might have already got the general gist of how I feel about that, so perhaps we can look ahead rather than backwards.
Indeed, I think that's most sensible. Good weekend coming up, of course, at Newbury. And obviously that's garnered the attention of the Racing Post today as well, with Al Dancer getting the front page splash. That's 7-2 for the Betfair Hurdle coming up this weekend, one of the bigger races on the card at Newbury, but there are a couple of crackers. Getaway Trump is 4-1, Monsieur Lecoq is 7-1, 10-1, and bigger prices for the rest of them. This is obviously a race that is likely to have a bit of a bearing on the Supreme Novice Hurdle markets as well, with Al Dancer and Getaway Trump both reasonably well touted for that race. We saw Kalashnikov win this race last year and then finish second in the Supreme Novices, so I know historically that route of going into a handicap race then back to a novice race hasn't been the most profitable angle, Andy, but we saw Kalashnikov go very close last year, and the likes of Al Dancer and Getaway Trump, you wouldn't be that surprised if they took this en route to the Supreme.
It hasn't provided the winner the Supreme.
No.
Winner or anything that's got placed in the Betfair Hurdle. But it's gone damn close.
Yeah.
My Tent or Yours, Get Me Out of Here. As we saw a couple of years ago, Bally Andy, who might have won with a better round of jumping that day. I think he made one horrific blunder and could never recover his equilibrium. But they'd all had the same preparation, i.e. courtesy of this race. And I think trainers, particularly Nodger Twist and Davies, who's won it twice before, Splash of Ginge and with Bally Andy, have spotted another golden opportunity, arguably, for Al Dancer, who's gone from the novice route into handicap company already, virtue of that race he won last time out at Cheltenham. It wasn't a vintage Cheltenham race, but daft it sounds, the race in behind has worked out quite well. Not That Fuse, who was runner-up, he's won since, down in Taunton. Champagne City, I think, was third, was second the other day behind Benny's Bridge. Oh no, he finished fourth. He got run out of. He looked like finishing second, but he ended up finishing fourth. So it's pretty good, strong form line. Connections are, of course, eyeing up the Supreme Novices Hurdle. Depends, of course, how he runs Saturday. If he gets absolutely thrashed out of sight, then obviously they'll have to rejig their sums and maybe go down the handicap route. But you'd imagine, off his weight and given he's got a touch of quality and he's been prepared for the race, that he should be there or thereabouts in what on paper doesn't look an absolute vintage. Old Schweppes Gold Trophy or Tote Gold Trophy, whichever way you want to call it. But he is up against another novice from the certain stable of Paul Nichols, again another successful yard in this race, and it's very similar head to head that we had a few years ago with Bally Andy taking on Move with the Times.
Yep.
And they finished first and second. Obviously Move with the Times went to Cheltenham along with Bally Andy with live chances. I think they were favourite and third favourite on the day, or on the day before, of course, Move With The Tiles didn't make it because he had a last-minute injury scare. But this getaway, Trump, I think, is a fair tool. And of the two novices that we've got at the head of the market, I prefer him. Largely due to the fact that I think dropping back to 2 miles will serve him really well. But more predominantly, I think he ran in a very good shallow hurdle this year. He's won by Champ, of course, his favourite for the Ballymore. But we've already seen the form work out well. Brewing Up A Storm, who was fourth, I think he would have nearly won the other day. I know, obviously,
Birchdale
was three quarters of a length behind when and still going okay when he fell at the last. But gut instinct was that Brewing Up A Storm might have won. I think that's a general consensus.
Same,
So using him, those two horses as a guide, I'd suggest that Getaway Trump might just have the edge. Particularly also as well, another major factor is that he's got form around Newbury, courtesy of that shallow run. He's got a hell of a high cruising speed as well. He almost looks tailor-made for a strongly run 2 miles. The time he when he had a strongly run 2 miles, or 2 mile 1, was at Exeter back in December. And that race has worked out incredibly well. I followed that form line. The time figure was sensational. Mm. It was a race that there was an even money favourite at Derby Pops called Remastered.
Right.
And he finished sixth. He literally could not go to gallop. And the whole host of horses have come out and proved that form. Tedham, who was third, I think he won a handicap at Wincanton. So I can't remember them all, but if you go back through that field, it was just littered with good horses. And he quickened away on the running. He showed a really bright turn of foot. He's coming of age, this horse. He's not a typical Supreme Novices horse where they've got a string of ones by them. He's come from an almost like a bit of an unconventional background. But it's one of those years the Supreme hasn't got anything that, you know, we haven't got a Duvan or a Vato or you know, a top class horse as of yet. He's like sixth on the field at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think either one of those two, if they put a marker down, I think we could almost, dare I say, have the winner of this race being favourite for the Supreme Novices Hurdle off the back of a good win.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be Getaway Trump.
Yes, Getaway Trump will be the preference as far as you're concerned. Yeah, it looks at an absolute belting weekend coming up at Newbury this weekend. But we'll move on to matters a little bit closer to hand with some of Wednesday's races, starting at Ludlow with the 2:45. This is a mare's handicap hurdle. 2 miles and 5 furlongs is the trip. Once again, a reasonably good pot on offer here, as it often is at Ludlow. Got the 8 runners at the time of recording as well, so fingers crossed that we remain with 8 runners. And given the forecast for the betting, most of these are going to be an each way chance. It's a competitive little race midweek.
It is, yeah. This should be a bit of a humdinger. Hopefully, all 8 runners will stay in.
Yeah.
Because we should have a nice competitive field. Sure to be 7-2, 4-1 market leader, one would imagine. Of those that is likely to be quite prominent in the market, Out of This World is one of them, and that would be my choice here, Harry Fry's mare. She's got a good record going right-handed, more predominantly at market raising. I think she's 2 from 3 there. And the time she lost, she unseated rider when a well-fancied favourite. She got beat last time out at Fonmo when she was odds on just before Christmas. But I think the horse that beat is quite good. Midnight referendum, the pair were well clear. For one reason or another, she just didn't fire on the really bad ground that day. It was proper soft, winter soft. And all her best form's been on good or just good to soft ground. And I think the conditions at Ludlow, certainly at time of recording, around about the good mark. I don't think there's that much rain forecast. I don't know what you've seen. Ludlow usually is a decent surface. This will only be the second race on the hurdle course, being 2:45. She should have no problem with the ground. She, obviously, right-handed, courtesy of all her market raising wins, is definitely the way she wants to go. And she beat a horse called Annie Mack at market raising 2 starts ago over 2.5 miles. And we saw what that horse did to a good field the other day. Absolutely lagged up. So, overall, I think her profile's quite a nice one. She's qualified for the EBS Mayor's final. I think this is another. Is this actually the? I don't think
this is a qualifier. No.
Not sure whether this is a qualifier for, or actually might be the final itself. But either way, with the Harry Fry team coming out of the doldrums, they had a bit of a quiet period. The Fry team, but they've had a few winners in the last few weeks. The team seem to be on fire. I quite like her chances here, Sam.
Okay, Out of This World then it gets the votes, and just to confirm, it is a qualifier.
It is a qualifier,
final, yes.
I think the final's at Newbury, isn't it not?
Could well be, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the selection then out of this world in the 2:45, a qualifier for that mare's final. On to the evening racing on Wednesday, the 6:15 at Wolverhampton is where we go next. This is a handicap over just shy of a mile six, so some stays in action here. Just six of them. Where do you start here, Andy?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the recent course and distance form of Noble Expression, the top one, Jim Ball's four-year-old. Up until his last performance, he just looked a fairly sort of workaday handicapper that popped up every now and again and, you know, wasn't capable of sort of anything spectacular. But he was unbelievable the other day. First time cheek pieces. He had the visor on the time before, so they tried him with headgear, but the cheek pieces made all the difference. Over this C&D, as I said, he beat a horse of Sir Mark's who was very strongly fancied, called Isle of Avalon, and he absolutely battered him. Also in that race is Tommy Dock, who was very strongly fancied. There were some, you know, decent horses in behind, but the time figure was absolutely off the charts. Obviously, I'm, you know, keeper of speed figures, and this horse was eased down to win by eight lengths. Now, obviously, if he's in the same kind of form, he's going to take a hell of a lot of beating. I'm not sure what price he is, but he should beat Tommy Dock again. Obviously, the fly in the ointment could be True Destiny, who seemed to like the track a couple of runs ago and then bombed out the next time. But he's had a wind operation in the interim period. He's still quite well handicapped, that True Destiny, if his Lingfield wins anything to go by. So I wouldn't totally rule him out in reception of quite a bit of weight. But yeah, I do like my C&D form, particularly when they've done a fast time. Mm. And providing he doesn't sort of bounce to the moon off that run, because it was only 8 days ago, he's very much the one to contend with.
Noble Expression in that 6:15 then goes with Andy's early selection of Out of This World at Ludlow, a couple to follow on Wednesday. Don't forget you can join us for it all on Racing Radio, where hopefully we'll have all of the meetings on. We do go on air at 1:20 on Wednesday afternoon, and don't forget William Hill's Betting TV is available to you as well on Wednesday live from 8 a.m. at wh.cm/TV and on the William Hill app and on the desktop sites as well, where we have free Greyhound racing throughout the course of the day, free American horse racing a little bit later on in the evening, and plenty more besides. Andy, thank you for that.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.